This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Browns need a win. Browns need to put some things to rest. Browns need to show that they can do some things on the football field with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback. But if you really want to spice it up, you really want to fire it up, Andy, you throw Baker Mayfield out there in number 6 for the Carolina Panthers. And that's where we are as the Browns go into the start of the season.
What do you think? I can tell you what I think. What do you think?
What do I think about what?
This game, Baker versus Browns.
I don't think it's Baker versus Browns, first of all. That's one thing. But I do think it's an incredibly fun little sidebar to this. Okay, and I'm not kidding when I say it. It doesn't matter who they're playing. They have to go win this game. And you can be sure they won't. It doesn't matter if we do. It doesn't matter if fans do. They won't be looking at this as we are playing Baker Mayfield. They know they need a win. And they know they need to go out and answer some questions. Jacoby Brissett needs to answer some questions. Wide receivers need to show they're competent. That has to happen here. And that will not, I don't think, distract the team, the fact that Baker Mayfield is on the other side. It might distract all of us. We're going to have great fun with it. But they need to go win a football game and forget that aspect of it. Can they do that? Should they do that?
I look at this week's game like this. If Jacoby Brissett just goes out and manages the game, I think the defense is going to take care of everything else. You sit here and I remember in the beginning when he was first traded, he's going to come back and he's going to crush us. And I'm a Baker Mayfield fan. I'm just not buying that Baker can I'm not buying that Baker's going to be able to beat our defense. Our defense knows him, and whether you want to think about bring over Pittsburgh so we know their playbook, whatever. You got a quarterback that these guys have seen for better part of 3 years now. Our defense knows what he's going to do. Our defense knows his tendencies. Our defense knows that it will try to do a little bit too much. We watched it for an entire season last year. I'll put my money on our defense to win this game. And while we can talk about our offense all we want, they just need to be manageable. They need to find themselves in the end zone twice to win this game, because I think our defense wins the game for us. And I think Baker tries to do too much again. And there's no way he's not thinking vengeance in the back of his mind. We picked a quarterback. Yes.
Okay.
We picked a quarterback that we knew wouldn't play for the beginning of the season over him. Think about that for motivation on his side.
Although I think the decision was made long term. You know, the Browns, in complete football thoughts here, the Browns were on the cusp one way or the other. Are we going to invest in Baker long term? Or are we going to roll the dice and invest in this guy, Deshaun Watson, long term, knowing we're going to miss him for a certain percentage of this season? I think from a football standpoint, they made the right call. It might not be the right call on Sunday, but long term, I think they made the right call. Browns are off today, so they'll get their week really rolling tomorrow. And so basically, you're in football mode now. They work on Mondays after a game on Sunday. They're off on Tuesdays, and then they work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, travel on Saturday after having a little walkthrough or whatever they do, and then play on Sunday. So they're off today. They spoke yesterday after practice. Kevin Stefanski, of course, and we know Kevin. The last thing Kevin's going to do is throw kerosene on any kind of a little fire that could flare up there. He was asked who has an advantage here. Do the Browns have one playing a team quarterbacked by Baker Mayfield?
Baker's obviously a player that we know well. He knows us really well, too, in terms of scheme and those type of things. So I think our players, our coaches have a real good understanding of his strengths.
Okay. Can you go more vanilla there?
I don't know. You know you can ask.
No, don't fire him up yet. We have more of the real thing.
Okay, all right. Let's listen to the real thing before we hear.
Yes. And then Kevin was asked, is there an advantage here, one way or another? Because you know the quarterback, but the quarterback knows you.
A lot of times I think it's overrated in terms of they know that we know that they know those type of things. But, yeah, I mean, he's a really good football player, and we got to get to work and preparing to play him.
Okay.
No, wait, that's Kevin Stefanski or Coach Kevigan?
That was Kevin Stefanski.
It sounded to me like Coach Kevigan.
Browns head coach. That was the Browns head coach.
Okay. I get so confused.
Kevin's playing it tight, folks. Are you? I wonder how the Browns fans feel about this. 216-578-0092. Is it the Browns against Baker Mayfield? It's not to me, Andy. And I say that just because we know what this team needs to accomplish this year, what they want to accomplish this year. In fact, are you ready? I think it's an advantage for the Browns. Because
I agree.
And not because they're playing a quarterback they're familiar with. Because to me, they're playing not one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And he's not on one of the best offenses in the NFL, unless Christian McCaffrey is back and healthy and ready to go for 250 yards. So you're not starting the season against one of the premier guys in the National Football League. To me, that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. But the guys are going to get asked, what about this? You know, there's Baker. He's your guy. David Njoku, he threw passes to you for the last 4 years. What does David Njoku think on playing Baker this week?
I'm excited, of course. You know, it's a lot of tension going around, so I honestly can't wait.
I mean, we know he gets amped up, right?
Of course.
Just what do you think he'll be like?
We're going to find out Sunday, baby.
Yeah, baby.
I know we keep saying it's not the Browns against Baker Mayfield, but you got to believe in Baker's mind, it's Baker against the Browns.
I would think.
There's no way it's not. There's no way it's not.
I would think that he would be, and we'll hear from Baker this week. I would think that he thinks, in his mind, Andy, it's going to be a much bigger deal that he's, and it's that's not even an indictment of him. Why wouldn't it be? You know, why wouldn't it be? You guys gave up on me. You brought in a guy who's not even playing for 11 games. You gave him the contract that I sure was hoping to get, or somewhere close to it. And you kicked me to Carolina on a crummy team. And that's it. Okay.
You think him?
He'll be all fired up.
Do you think he gets together with Hollywood Higgins and Cam Irving and gets those guys fired up before the game? Because the guys, they didn't want us. This team didn't want us. We're the rejects. They didn't believe in us. Now we have a chance to prove them wrong. Let's go out and have the greatest game we've ever had. Cam Irving may not see the field, but you better believe Hollywood Higgins.
I would almost guarantee that he says that to those guys. Hmm. Why not, Andy?
Sure.
If you're Baker, why not? Right? So we heard Kevin. Kevin's worked with Baker extensively. And it's nice to see that the bus that Baker drove over him has been moved. That's good to know.
Good.
Njoku caught passes from him. So those guys are all kind of tight, right? Pretty good relationship. On the other side of the ball, you have guys who probably don't have the same attachment to Baker. Like John Johnson, who was with him for only 1 year. John Johnson, who was buddies with Odell, for whatever that's worth. He was asked, and he's the Browns, you know, starting safety, and he's not afraid to speak, advantage, incentive, facing Baker Mayfield.
I feel like we're going to prepare, you know, like how we always prepare. I mean, it's week one. We got to win the opener. I mean, we got to go 1-0. That's what everyone wants to do. Half of the team's going to start with a win. Half of the team's going to start with a loss. So we want to be that team that has a W. So our preparation is not going to change.
Okay, diplomatic.
Very Coach Kevin Gideon.
Very, very diplomatic. Very diplomatic.
Yes.
Does the diplomacy continue? Who has an advantage, Baker or the Browns defense that went against him in practice for a year?
I feel like I'm a little biased. I'm going to say the defense. It's one of him and 11 of us. So, you know, we can move all around and disguise things, and different guys can play different spots. So I think we got the advantage.
I would agree with that. Right, there are 11 guys who might understand the tendencies of one guy rather than one guy who understands the tendencies of an entire defense. And I would think it's a little easier to change up defensive scheme than it is quarterback style. No? Although he's playing in a different offense, clearly.
Yeah, he's in a different offense for the first 2 seconds of a play, two or three. Then let's see what Baker does after that, right?
For instance, if there's pressure, is he going to be backpedaling to his right and throw a duck?
Will he? You think they'd want to force him to the right, correct?
I would think so.
Yes.
Man, if I've watched him.
Wait, how would we know that?
If I've watched
wait
him
a minute.
Do that, well, no, anybody.
Where would we get that information from?
From YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Just making sure.
You don't need any great information for that. All you got to do, go type in Baker Mayfield. And you'll see
to the right.
You'll see him backpedaling to the right, then throwing a wounded quail. Flap, 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 flap. Flap. Flap.
It's going to be a long week.
Is the prep work,
it's going to be a short week, long week.
John was asked this. This one's taking him there. You know, you're trying to take, whoever asked the question is trying to take John to this one. Is prep work more intense this week because you're going against Baker Mayfield?
Maybe a tad bit, but we got to prepare like we always do. Go in there, get a plan, buy into it, study them, and go out there and execute at a high level. That's each and every week, so I wouldn't say that. You know, they got a good group, period. They got good receivers, outstanding running back. You know, he's been dealing with injuries, but it's a whole group that we got to prepare for, and we'll be ready.
Okay. That was fair. Maybe a little more intense.
I don't know. If you listen to Medigan, you don't need to study at all. I mean, you can buy their playbook online. Why would you even need to study?
He said the Steelers. He didn't say the Panthers.
Well, no, but that's true for all teams. I think you can buy playbooks for everybody. Hang on.
I don't know. Matt Rhule's.
Let me go to NFLPlayBook.com and find it.
Matt Rhule's playbook is really more intense because it has all those Baylor plays in it, too.
Oh, that's true, too. Oh, maybe we should bring RG3 in so we can find out about the Baylor play.
I think that's not a bad idea. I think it's exactly what you should do, as a matter of fact. Folks, it's Baker Mayfield going up against the Browns. Browns are trying to low-key it. They're trying to. Well, what does John think about trash talking? Is there any ill will towards Baker Mayfield? Did guys pick sides in the Baker OBJ feud?
Listen carefully.
That's all coming up on Baskin and Phelps. 216-578-0092. It's game week, baby. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin. So, folks, the Browns are playing the Carolina Panthers this week. I don't care who is playing quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. The Browns need to go win this football game. I don't care if they're playing the Houston Texans. They need to go win this football. I don't care who it is. Interesting little sidebar is that the Browns' former quarterback for the last 4 years is the quarterback of Carolina.
It's not little. I don't think it's a little sidebar at all. It's a big part of the story.
I think it needs to be a little sidebar.
Why?
But it's, well, because the Browns, the big picture here is the Browns need to come out playing well. And I don't think if they stub their toe, as the kids would say,
yeah,
against a team that you think is going to the playoffs should definitely defeat. A team with playoff aspirations should beat the Carolina Panthers. Okay? So I don't care who the quarterback is. But boy, it is interesting. Lee's in Bedford. He called 216-578-0092. Hi, Lee.
Hey, Lee.
Good morning, gentlemen. Long time no talk to.
Yeah, good to have you back.
Good. I just got a quick thing. Why are we giving Baker Mayfield so much juice?
Because he was our quarterback, the only one that's won a playoff game since 1999, because last year was controversial with OBJ.
Right.
You want me to keep going?
Right. Okay, but let me add this. How many times did Baker disappoint us when we needed a big game? Did you hear Tom Brady make T-shirts when he went back to New England?
You know
Baker
what?
Baker is going to be Baker.
Lee, I saw those T-shirts. I don't see, because I've seen headlines that say the T-shirts are anti-Browns T-shirts. The only thing I saw was unleashed that he said.
But why would you even push something out? You haven't played one game for Carolina. Now your teammates are looking at you like, are you focused?
Hang on, Lee, you got anything in your back? Is there anything in your back pocket right now? Do you have anything in there?
No.
You don't? You don't have a wallet back there?
Oh, I don't carry a wallet.
Oh,
yeah, I'm 90.
Baker does.
What do you mean 90? What do you say? You get 90 years old carrying a wallet or a money clip?
That's how you get. That's how you get pickpocketed. You put your money clip in your front right pocket.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nice job, Lee.
No, I just
Lee, those T-shirts are about cash. Come on, let's be honest.
I just don't think Baker has it to beat, like John Johnson said. It's 1 against 11. Baker has never put fear in no team. Do you think when he played for the Browns, the team was saying, oh, we got to play Baker this weekend? Or their fans were like, man, Baker, nobody's worried about Baker. Baker is Baker. We saw what Baker could do in the 4 years he was here, and he's going to do the same thing in Carolina. You guys have a good rainy day.
You too.
Lee, thank you very much.
Are you 90 years old? Why? Because you have a wallet. How many people have their wallet in their back?
Do you carry a wallet?
Well, I love this thing. I can't do a paid endorsement.
But I actually do carry a wallet.
This is my favorite.
I have been a front pocket wallet guy for about 15 years, and I'm never going back.
I normally go. I'll switch. I'll rotate, especially because it's not good for your back to leave it in your back pocket if you've got the Costanza look with cards and stuff.
That's a serious thing there.
But I love this thing. I want to tell you what it is, but
no,
don't do that.
That'd be bad.
Anyone that has these, I'm like, oh, you have that one?
You know, it's possible to sit on your keister and not sit on your wallet.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Put the wallet on the side.
I mean, 90 years old, really? I got to do a Twitter poll.
There you go. You heard what Lee said. Lee says, why are we talking about Baker? The reason we're talking about Baker is because he's the opposing quarterback that you're going to be playing this week. My hope, Andy, and it's not going to happen, after this week, Baker and the Panthers float off into obscurity, and we don't talk about them again the rest of the year. That's
fine with me.
That's possible. If that doesn't happen, it's because Baker and the Panthers have become a story in the NFL, which would be painful. John Johnson wasn't afraid to talk about him yesterday. He was asked numerous things, and this was a short one, so pay attention. Does he want to do a little trash talking with the quarterback of the Carolina Panthers?
Not really. I mean, I just want to win. That's the most important thing on my mind, and whoever's out there, we got to dominate.
Okay, there you go. Company line.
Right.
Let's go a little deeper. Any ill will towards Baker Mayfield?
I don't think so. I mean, we had a couple months to, you know, get rid of those feelings and stuff like that. You know, we've been out here. We had OTAs without him and stuff like that. So, I mean, I think now we're at a point where we're locked in. We're, like, laser focused on beating Carolina.
Okay.
So there was ill will.
It sounded like it, yeah.
Yeah.
We had some time to get rid of that. Can I ask, why would there be ill will? Why would there possibly be? Could it have been the feud with Odell Beckham Jr.? Did it divide the locker room? Did guys pick sides in such feud?
I wouldn't say we took sides. We just wanted to see our guys happy, you know, either side. I mean, at a point, Baker decided he didn't want to be here anymore, or X, Y, and Z. He put stuff out there. So, I mean, hey, you got to, you know, it's a team game, but there's an individual, you know, aspect to it. And unfortunately, you know, guys come and go, so we just had to deal with it.
You get anything from that one?
Did you?
Not really.
I didn't get a whole lot.
No. I would think the defense is pretty pumped up to play Baker. And I say that only because of this. They've gone against him in practice. And they probably think they have a pretty good feel on how to shut him down. Now, did he have Christian McCaffrey, a healthy Christian McCaffrey, with him here? Nobody had Nick Chubb. He has some pretty good wide receivers. But he had pretty good wide receivers here last year. Jarvis Landry and Odell.
True.
And DPJ. So I don't know that the crew Baker is working with is better than what he had here in Cleveland. In fact, I don't think it is. McCaffrey's really good. He hasn't been healthy in 2 years. Their wide receivers are good. They're young. Our wide receivers weren't necessarily young, and they weren't necessarily healthy last year. Drake is in Cleveland. Drake.
What's up, Drake?
How are you doing this morning?
Good.
How are you?
I'm okay. Thank y'all for taking my call. Man, I'm kind of confused, man. Because I've just seen this quarterback for 4 years, and not one team in the NFL ever said, uh-oh, we got to play Baker Mayfield. Uh-oh, here he come. He coming this week. He going to light us up. Who did he light up? I'm kind of lost, because think Cleveland is like they are obsessed with this Mighty Mouse theory, where all the short quarterbacks that don't have really many NFL tradable skills come to Cleveland and they become legendary for nothing at all. We made the playoffs of a running game and defense. Quit playing, man. Y'all just pumping this, all these people up. It don't like this dude. He didn't do anything. I'm kind of lost and to hear people talk about Baker Mayfield coming to town.
How many quarterbacks have we had start for 3 straight years? About? Drake, I mean, let's not. I don't think he was the greatest quarterback ever. I liked him. I thought he had some success here, but we haven't had success. I mean, you got to look at the big picture. We haven't had success from any quarterback since Bernie. So we had a little bit of success. It's okay, man.
Playoffs, then this team shouldn't be you shouldn't fear this team at all. You got playoff Super Bowl aspirations. How are you worried about Baker Mayfield? He ain't played a game. Ain't never played with these guys that he with. But somehow in Cleveland, we about to jump off the 480 bridge because this mediocre Mighty Mouse quarterback coming back.
No one's jumping off the 480 bridge.
Thank you for taking my call.
Drake, thank you for your phone call. I appreciate you too. I don't think anybody's jumping off the 480 bridge. I told you I'll take our defense over Baker any day of the week.
I'm giddy that they're playing a guy like Baker this week.
Yeah.
I said that earlier. I wouldn't want to be playing Justin Herbert this week. Would you? Wouldn't want to be playing Russell Wilson in Denver. I'd rather play Geno Smith in Seattle than Baker in Carolina.
True.
But there aren't very many guys I would rather be playing than Baker in Carolina this week.
This is a good matchup for us week one for a team that is still trying to figure. I mean, we didn't see our offensive line with our number one quarterback. We didn't see our top wide receiver during the preseason. I'm interested to see what we look like. It almost feels like I'll be honest. It feels like a preseason game in some ways because this is going to be the first time we see these guys in real action for a full game with the full boat in front of you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like the entire, and we're pretty healthy going into this game. Jack Conklin's questionable, I think, and we're still trying to figure out if he's going to be able to play. They may have to do some maneuvering on that spot. But otherwise, this is about as healthy as you get going into the season.
Are you surprised? I am. Here we sit a couple of days away from starting the season, and there were no additions at wide receiver. And I can't imagine there will be any now. Might be after this weekend, but I was pretty convinced that they'd be looking for somebody to bring in a wide receiver, and they never did.
No, they never did.
Maybe they think they have some really good wide receivers who just need an opportunity. I sure hope so. And I hope they think DPJ is ready to become something big time.
They believe in the guys they have here, and that's okay. And let's see.
Prove it.
Then that's fine.
I shouldn't even say scares me. The concern to me is this, Andy. You're asking everybody at wide receiver other than Amari Cooper to do something we've not seen them do in the NFL. You know what I mean? David Bell's a rookie, so okay. I get that. You're asking DPJ, I think.
I think Bell will be fine. I'm not too worried about him.
Why do you say that? Just because they drafted him?
No, I watched him play in college. I think he's a big-time possession receiver. That can play in front of big crowds, and I don't know that I think anybody that plays in the Big Ten or plays in the SEC or Pac-12, I think those guys can understand what pressure's all about. I mean, I was watching 105,000 watch two teams play at the Shoe on Saturday. I think actually playing in the NFL might be a little, other than the talent levels above where they were in college, but the game is almost smaller in the NFL in some ways for some of these big-time guys. So I think David Bell's going to be fine. I think he is going to eventually fill the shoes that we need at possession receiver.
I sure hope so. Hey, JJ, you got 30 seconds. Hi, JJ.
Hey, JJ.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
All right, first off, I want to say thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Not scared of Baker. You know, I'm just glad for the season to be started and underway. One thing I am going to say is the last, year or whatever, we were surprised with basketball. Oh, my God, those guys come out of nowhere. Same thing with the Guardians. Oh, man, those guys come out of nowhere. You know, hopefully that's what we can say about our receiving corps. Oh, man, those guys came out of nowhere. You know, I'm just ready for the season to start, you know. We got
JJ?
Baker Mayfield week one.
Yeah.
Let's knock him on out of there and go 1-0 for the first time in 20 years.
Now you're talking, JJ.
There, I'm pumped. Let's go.
JJ gave it to us. Mary Kay Cabot, plaindealercleveland.com, coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.